Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry O'Dell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. If you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and you can find all the information you need there about the paper. You can also find our email, our phone number. We have a Facebook page, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of us in any one of those ways. And if you'd like to get the paper, it is a free subscription. You can get it either through the United States Postal Service bi-monthly, or you can be added to a Gmail list, and we'll email the paper to you. So whatever you'd like to do, we'll be happy to do that for you. We started a series in the July-August 2023 edition of Fulton County Gospel News on things that save. And there's a quote that I shared in the July-August 2023 edition, and here's what it says. There is no one thing alone that saves man from sin. Salvation does not come through faith alone. Salvation does not come through grace alone. Salvation is by grace through faith. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. If someone tells you that you are saved by any one thing alone, you can be certain that they are not telling you the truth. And so that idea of salvation by something alone, whatever it may be, is very common in Christendom. And so I thought it would be good to do a series of articles on the variety of things that the Bible says does save us. Now, as you read through the New Testament, you'll find 20 or more things that Scripture says save us. In this particular edition of the podcast, I'm going to read an article that was written in the September-October 2023 edition of the paper. It was written by Keith Dixon. Keith preaches for the Gray Church of Christ in Gray, Georgia. And his article is entitled, "The Role of Hope in Salvation." Paul wrote, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it?" Romans 8:24. Hope has been described by one person as desire plus expectation. There are some things that we desire, and we expect them in the conclusion. Salvation from sins and a home in heaven are those things that we desire and expect if we do the will of God. Salvation is used in at least two ways in our Bibles. Salvation from our sins and salvation in heaven is the other. Salvation from our sins is one of those things that we desire. The sins we have committed separate us from God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Because for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. God has thus spent time to offer us salvation. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. Thus, God started before the world was formed, providing man with the scheme of redemption. It cost God quite a bit for this salvation. Who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy 2:4. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. How many of us would be willing to give one of our children to save another person or state or nation, let alone the whole world? But God was willing to send his Son and planned to send his Son for the redemption of mankind. Understand that having fellowship with God is a thing that is greatly to be desired. Adam and Eve had this kind of fellowship and lost it due to sin. Study when they were in the garden. Notice that it was in the cool of the evening that God was seeking Adam and Eve, Genesis 3:8. God has provided a way that man could be reconciled back to him and enjoy this fellowship with him again. This then is to be greatly desired. We can expect this fellowship again because God has promised if we obey him, we will again enjoy this fellowship. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Thus, we have hope. Heaven is another one of those things that is greatly to be desired. Heaven is described for us in many ways. Notice what John wrote. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. Jesus said of heaven, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14:1-3. Heaven is a beautiful place, one that cannot be described by the words of men. The words that we do have to describe heaven show us that it is a place to be greatly desired. God is offering us eternal life. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2:25. And this is the record, that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11. This eternal life is for those who obey him. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Because God is offering us eternal salvation and God does not break his promises, we can expect heaven. Notice the confidence that Paul had, and thus, we can have this same confidence. For which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 1 Timothy 1:12. Paul also stated, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4:8. He had the desire, and he expected to go to heaven, and extended that hope to us as well. Since we have this hope, it acts as an anchor of the soul. Hebrews 6:19. This hope is based on the fact of God's promises and God's oath. When the storms of life come into our lives, and they will, we have something that keeps us moored, and that will not allow us to slip. We can keep our minds focused on the goal of being with God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit for all of eternity. We can desire heaven and salvation, we can expect salvation in heaven, and thus we have hope. Don't give up hope. All right, so again, that article is written by Keith Dixon, The Role of Hope in Salvation. And again, it just goes to show that there are so many things that have come together that provide the opportunity for man to be saved from sin now, as he pointed out in the article, but also to have the hope of an eternity in heaven, which, of course, will be realized when Jesus comes back and the crown of life is received by the faithful. All right, well, I'm not going to add any more to that. I think that's a good article. It's positive, it's encouraging, and we need that. So I appreciate you listening today. Again, if you'd like to get the paper, it's free of charge. You can get it through the United States Postal Service. You can get it as an email. Just let us know. Contact us at the office. Send an email, mscoc251@gmail.com. Contact us on Facebook. Now, we have two Facebook pages. I've actually eliminated a couple of pages that we did have, but we have Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. Like and follow that. But we also have the page on Facebook called Fulton County Gospel News. You can like and follow that as well. So we're easily accessible. Let us know what we can do for you. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.